And you just made it, too. I was really pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's 11:50. Oh, I have been meaning to tell you about the weather forecast, because I'm sort of supposed to do that.
It's cold.
It's cold. Colder than it was yesterday, but it's to me, it's been so cold here that 48 feels high.
It's been colder than this?
Oh, Lord, yes. Wow. Tonight's going to be cloudy, low around freezing.
Can't wait to move back.
Tomorrow, sunshine, high 46. It's 47 right now on the campus of Tufts University. And now we cross our fingers and hope that something plays. Oh, it's Dr. Greenspoon. Let's listen to Dr. Greenspoon.
I am Dr. Lester Greenspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Is pot legal here?
Yes. You mean it's not in Texas?
I was born at the wrong time. No, nothing is legal in Texas. Yeah, you know that.
Not even between married couples, from what I hear.
No, and the best thing we were talking about today about moving back up here, and it's so cheap to live in Texas. That's kind of what keeps people there. I mean, honestly, Dallas is so easy to live there. It's so cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, comparative. But then it's a trade-off. So, yeah.
All right. It's high noon right now. One of my favorite times besides 420.
High noon.
You know how it goes. Yeah, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Let's get going with Stevie Nicks, the one she did with Dave Grohl at the Sound City a couple years ago. That was so good. This is such a great record, which I can't... You can't fix this, is what it's called. 91.5 MFO. Oops. Gotta pot them up. Gotta pot them up before people can hear them.
Yes.
We don't talk much about it. It goes back. The devil pours a glass of champagne.
knew to dance. It's so easy to ruin people's lives. Twirls around and starts to laugh. Tear up the invitation. Hear the bells ring on the hour. Twirls around and he laughs. He said we'd never be sorry for what we've done, and we never allowed the devil to come to the party. You can't fix this. You lost a friend. Hearts breaking, right and left. Friendships break like glass. And the devil pours another glass. Sky blue and black.
touch of the lover and the soul of a friend begins. There's a need to be separate and a need to be one, and a struggle neither win. But you gave me the world I was in, and a place I can make a stand. I can never see how you doubted me when I let go.
rage and evil darkness starts to emerge. And I killed a man last night. Killed a man last night. Killed a man. I killed a man. I killed a man last night. Nothing's private. Nothing personal on this side of the street. Only hope that time's not circular. Never know who you might meet. I killed a man last night. I took his money and I took his key. His soul was gone before he hit his knees. Killed a man last night. I was hungry, what could I do? He was being mean to you. Killed a man last night. Killed a man last night. Sometimes a soul gets on the verge and an evil darkness starts to emerge. Killed a man last night. Killed a man.
United States of America.
He killed a man.
91.5 WMFO. Oh. Tufts Freeform Radio. That's Mark Cutler that we just heard. Mark Cutler, former leader of a band called the Rain Dogs, and also the Schemers, which won the BCN Rock and Roll Rumble in 1983.
Those are the days.
Those are the days. The old BCN.
Man.
Yeah.
How is BCN gone?
That doesn't make any sense. It's,
I mean,
it's a corporate.
No offense to Mike, but it's now Mix, and I'm just.
I know, you know, we know Mike Mulaney.
I love Mike, but it's just I'm very happy for his career, but yeah, just inching BCN out of BCN, man.
Taking over the frequency for BCN must have. I would feel guilty about it myself.
I still have one of those bumper stickers somewhere. The old BCN bumper sticker that was the.
Yeah. Well. Logo. Anyway. Enough about a different radio station that we're on. Anyway, Killed a Man from Mark Cutler. His new album is called Travel Light. It will be out on the, I kid you not, he's releasing it on the 23rd of December. But you can stream it now on Spotify if you want. And I listened to the whole thing the other day, and it's wicked, wicked good. Mark is going to be joining us here in Studio A on January the 7th, I believe. That's where he's. I got him penciled in for January 7th. Mark Cutler, Jackson Brown. Before that, he's going to be stopping in. No, he's not. Jackson, I asked, but he keeps sicking the cops on me for harassing him.
There you go.
Sky Blue and Black from his I'm Alive album. Stevie Nicks, You Can't Fix This from Sound City with Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins is on that record.
There's a movie, wasn't it? Soundtrack to it.
Was it a movie or a HBO movie?
Yeah, documentary.
Documentary, yeah. It was wicked good. It was wicked good. Wicked.
Is that the one where they went to different
cities? They say wicked yet in Texas?
No. Say y'all.
Y'all.
They're fixing to do everything. Fixing to.
That's right.
Just do it. The Nike slogan is just fixing to do it.
What is the orange one done for us lately? He went on and he said that he was going to be Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Christ. Yeah.
Did you hear this? Did you hear the story?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. He pops up. I
can't believe he did that. He went on. That's something that's so easily provably wrong that he just goes out and says it.
But anyway. He knows it. It works. He gets in the headlines for another day, and that's what it's all about.
So, right, and it's something other than what he wants.
And Fox News has programming for the next 2 days off that. You know.
Right. Well, it's good for the late night talk shows too. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably want him to stay because he's just...
I'm ready for a president.
A real president.
Yeah, someone who works.
Yeah, we need a president. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is another thing. It's not just the Time Magazine thing. Every president on Thanksgiving, what do? They go visit the troops.
Yeah.
And where's Donald now?
He's golfing. He did a teleconference, but, you know...
Oh, he did it?
Yeah, yeah.
He did a WebEx. A WebEx. Yeah,
and he let them know how good he's doing as president. And
Oh man. Okay. Oh, I swear. Interesting times that we live in. Mm. And I will. Anybody who doesn't get out and vote now is out of their ever-living mind.
Yeah, and you know, I came from a conservative home, and so it's nothing to do with that. It's just want a real.
Yeah, we had 7 kids in my family, and some of us are conservative, and some of us are liberal, and we don't speak to each other anymore. Anyway, nice sunny day today, but with increasing winds as the day goes on, high around 48, and it's actually coming down from that now. It's dropped. Tonight, cloudy, cold, around freezing. Tomorrow, sunny. Cold, high around 43. Right now, on the campus of Tufts University.
Pretty cold.
It is pretty cold.
Yeah.
47 degrees.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, 3 more fingers for everyone over 60, 2 over 50, 1 over 40, 1 more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, 2 if you're very overweight, and 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Some of us are only holding up one finger.
If you're fat, hold up one finger, really?
He said the politically correct overweight.
What? Overweight? Like, fat?
Are you fat? Are you grossly fat?
Hold up a finger.
All right, 12:21. Let's get going on another set of music.
Yeah,
if I can push the button, there it is. I think you recognize the Rolling Stones, don't you? Mm-hmm. Hand of Fate, 91.5 MFO.
Turn around. mind, blow my mind, blow my mind, blow my. I found a potion for fixing passion. Go tell your homegirls, get their reaction. Out on the ocean for satisfaction.
Is that it? 91.5
WMFO?
Yeah,
yeah. I love that song at the gym. There you go.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 91.5 WMFO. That's AWOL Nation.
AWOL Nation.
Tell us about AWOL Nation.
Well, you had the guy's name up there in front of you, but they had an album. Yeah, his debut album. It's one guy, Aaron. Is that
Aaron
his name?
Bruno.
Aaron Bruno, yeah. And he's kind of like a one-man outfit. And album out, I guess about 5 years ago now, and I really liked the debut album. The song that made it to radio or commercial radio,
I really like that
song.
It was
called "Sail," and it's really not one of my favorite songs by him. Yeah. But he had a bunch of great songs. I'm gonna find this. I'm gonna find a ton of AWOL Nation.
What was the name of that song?
The hit was called "Sail," which is Is it playing here? I'm gonna slide this up. This song, is it this song? You know this song? Hold on, it has to kick in.
It sounds like
it was like a It was on like.
I don't recognize it.
He has this. I think when he sang it, right? This song was like, it seemed like it was on the charts forever.
Of course I know this song.
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
Just a lot of rock stuff. So we saw him. I was telling you, I saw him with my friend Julie. Dear Julie Waller, who's down in Dallas, and I love Julie, but she looks like she's like a librarian, the most innocent little somebody's grandmother. She just turned 60, and I took her to Edge Fest, which is the Edge, at least it was, RIP, the alternative station in Dallas. like many great alternative, like we're talking about.
I thought it would be the all-U2 station or something.
Yeah, it turned into like the AC, you know, the whatever light FM or whatever the crap it is. So, but they still have a concert every year called Edgefest. So AWOL Nation, they had a mosh pit during the show, and Julie was like, you know, helping people go. It was really funny to watch her, but she liked this band a lot. So
they have I love a universal that song. Appeal. Passion was the song we just heard.
Yeah, a new one.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool, and the Stones did from the Black and Blue album. It was Hand of Fate, of course. But we only have a half an hour left. Time goes so fast. I want you to hear this one. This is Shovels and Rope. This is going back to their Swimming Time album, which came out in 2014. Almost lost my breath. Swimming Time. And this is Coping Mechanism.
You got to make it all the way back down those stairs. So.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Because I did not understand. Then she held out some money. said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. It only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
It's Bob Angel with Detox Mansion.
It's not fair that people don't give him his due.
I'm not about any of that.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
When you call the dominoes fall, it's time to go.
I said, you don't understand the way your heart and my dreams. I can take a tumble to the side of the road. Give you all the precious time you need to explode. Make it through the fire, I can make my way home. Don't you leave your light on, burn alone. I can't burn alone. I can burn alone. Every working Jesus has a cross to bear. Till he gets to heaven, he ain't going nowhere. Just like every steady seed has got a whip on his back. When there's nothing waiting for of the track, I can take a tumble to the side of the road. Give you all the precious time you need to explode. If you make it through the fire, I can make my way home. Don't you leave your light on, I can burn alone. I can burn alone. Can we keep it light after such a night?
WMFO. You can burn alone. What is that playing out of? Okay. Jake Bugg and his latest album called Hearts That Strain. And Burn Alone is the name of that song. Mm. Brand new stuff. Mountain did Theme from an Imaginary Western. We heard The Temper Trap do Sweet Disposition from a few years ago. That was a Keith song.
I like that song.
And Beck, Up All Night, another brand new song from his brand new Colors album. We heard Ringo Starr, the No-No song, and Shovels and Rope back at the beginning with a coping mechanism from Swimming Time. 12:53, and can you believe it? It's already time to go?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
4 hours.
4 hours is, well, 4 hours with commercials, so that makes it easier. 3 hours is a good length.
Three would be good.
Yeah. It is a good. Mm. But we need to make room for the guys here for the Just Having Fun show. So, but Jamie's not here, but somebody filled in.
Cool.
That I have yet to meet.
They're waiting. They're waiting to
get in and put all their stuff. Remember what I was doing when I first came in? I was like going crazy. They'll be doing that in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
So we got 7 minutes. And so...
Gonna fill it up.
Did I? Yeah. Which one did? Oh,
did you put my song? Yeah.
We have your song, but we're gonna talk briefly about Bob Antonelli,
mm-hmm.
who was
my intern. 18 years ago. Yeah, 18.
Well, yeah, 17. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, Bob would. He was a great. I had some incredible interns, and three that come to mind, and I'm sure they're all listening. Bob went on to form a band, this band Cahill, which I got their album on iTunes. I mean, I'm so proud of these guys. God knows they went on to, I don't know.
Bigger and better things than
maybe me. I don't know. And Monty Belmonte. Monty, one of my other favorite interns, Monty Belmonte, went on to be the program director at, and I'm sorry, the station in Northampton, the AAA station out there.
Okay.
I think he's a morning guy, is last I checked. So he went on. He loved radio. I mean, I love that these people were so into music and so into radio that they went on to do other things. And then Angela. And I can never pronounce Angela's last name, but she's gone on to do a lot of public service stuff, and she's great too as well. So,
alrighty,
yeah.
But so, that's going to be the second song we hear. First up, though, you picked up another
Cahill. This was a song about Boston women.
All right.
Great local. Yeah, Chris Trapper is the guy's
All right.
name. Local guy.
Well, thank you, Keith, for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
It was it was great. Flying all this way for 2 quick hours.
Right.
All right, man.
And you have my voice for the rest of your shows when I'm not here.
Make sure we get something new and nice for 2 weeks from today, which will be December something.
WMFO, Tufts, free for them. Yeah,
okay.
I'm that guy.
All right.
Bubbing.
Okay, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Chris Trapper leaving with Boston Girl, 91.5 WMFO.
For all the ladies.
Oops, I forgot to pot it up.
That helps.
I hate when I do that. And why am I not hearing anything? What's the volume?
Uh-oh.
We might be doing Cahill first.
Okay, Bob.
What?
Hang on.
Hold on.
We'll see if we do this. Should be playing. Yeah, it's a...
It's not.
No. What's going on here?
Oh. I know.
Right.
Might be nice to pick the correct... All right.
There you go.
See you in 2 weeks.
Ciao, Bella.
From Nashville to Asheville, North Carolina, I searched far and wide to see if I could find a woman I could call my own. So I could buy her a ring and I could build her a home. But I always ended up by myself, with the blues in my heart and my love on the shelf. So I went from Chicago to Detroit, Michigan, but left the singles bar thinking I'd never have a wish again. Then off to Minneapolis and maybe St. Paul, but the girls that have an accent I don't understand at all. Tell your boys I've been across the world. If you wanna fall in love, go find a Boston girl. Got to LA, things couldn't have been worse. I was kissing with the girl and her implant burst. I didn't want a porn star or an actress wannabe, so I moved to San Francisco, but my she was a he. And oh, woe is me, off to Salt Lake City, Utah, where if you look at a girl, you're breaking the law. I even had a date with a psycho in Seattle, where picking the restaurant and the movie was a battle. And in Phoenix, Arizona, had a candlelight dinner, but she ate with her hands and wiped her face with her fingers. Tell your boys I've been across the world. I want an elegant, intelligent Boston girl. Boston girl, Boston girl, Boston girl, Boston girl. Well, Albany's so fun, I spent a month there one day, but Buffalo is cool, so I can't stay away. And Philly and Washington and Atlantic City, I was searching and sulking till it finally hit me that maybe I should end a year-long trip and forget about the dream of a